give Nancy a call over there. Again, it's big brothers, big sisters, UP kids over there, and I'm sure Nancy would be happy to help you out.
Very good. All right, we'll talk about the big home weekend coming up against Ferris State and also about the Blue Line Club luncheon that is coming up as part of that big home weekend. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show, continuing right after this. You still have a time if you want to get one more question in. DJ@themix93.com.
The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub is having a beer and food pairing gathering Thursday, October 29th at 6:30, featuring food pairings from Chef Ryan and AC and beer from Grand Rapids-based Founders Brewing Company with Joe Black. Costs $40 a person. Pairings include dark penance and mustard-encrusted pork medallions with a rosemary glaze and breakfast stout and dessert by Culinary Institute-trained Chef Joe Black of Joe's Cakes of Marquette, plus many more. Space is limited. Call the library to reserve your spot at 487-5882. The library tastes something great. The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs. It's Oktoberfest at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, your party headquarters of the Copper Country. And Bucko has gone on the edge with great deals store-wide all month. All six packs of bottled beer are on sale. Pepsi 12 packs, only $2 for $9. Coke and 7-Up 2 liters, $4 for $5. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags for $5. Check out Bucko's clothing department and stay warm with Keweenaw Alpaca gear. Sold exclusively at Bucko's. Don't forget to pick up your hunting and ATV licenses. All sales do not include tax or deposit.
Are you a business owner? Hi, this is Jeff Mickish of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are a contractor, a manufacturer, a mom and pop business, or anything in between, the Turvo Agency can work for you to design an insurance program to meet your unique needs. As an independent agency, we represent many insurance companies, which provide more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Jeff Mickish, or agents Bob Franti or Teresa Stachowiak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Pearson's pals, we were talking about. I know Coach wanted to. One of the questions coming in, Coach, is can anybody donate to Pearson's Pals? And it's kind of tough to do that because you're giving away tickets, right?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I really appreciate anybody who'd like to do that. I think the best thing is to contact Joel Isaacson at the athletic department, and his number is 906-487-1915, Joel Isaacson. And if there's something you'd like to do, I'm sure Joel can find a way to help you. So, and I really appreciate anybody wanting to help out. And, you know, the whole goal is, like I said, to help families and especially kids be able to come to a game that normally wouldn't be able to afford. And I think that's important. And the couple of young men, the couple of kids I saw, the boys, they were having a great time. So look, the smiles on their face are worth $1 million. Well, it was fantastic.
I will tell you this. There's a few people that I know that went to a game that have not been to a game in a long time.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously a great game to go to, but you know, they really thoroughly enjoyed it, and that's, I mean, it is an entertainment. It's fun.
You know, it's fun. It's something different. Hopefully they got a chance to do, and like I said, and then when Tyler came out and had the picture, it was classic. So, and that makes me feel good.
Good night to have a recruit in, too.
Oh, yeah, we had that recruiting. I had a recruit in. I had one Sunday morning. We had one and picked up this morning early, so. You know, everybody probably wonders what the heck we do all the time. So it's quite busy, quite active. The signing date's coming up here in November, second Wednesday in November. So we're busy trying to finalize some things with some recruits, and I can report that's going well.
Big weekend coming up, Coach. Yeah. We want people to get to these games, buy the tickets. Ferris State coming back in a rematch of just 2 weeks ago, a split down there in Big Rapids, and trying to win two here at home against a very feisty team under Bob Daniels.
Well, no question, and they'll be ready to play. They're a good team, and we found that out, so there won't be any surprises on either side here. So we're going to have to be ready to, like I said, take advantage of home ice, play how we need to at home here. But I'm really looking forward to the series. Obviously, it's Halloween, and we got a lot of things going on. You can go to our website both Friday and especially Saturday night. We got some of our first 300 kids who come Saturday night get a gift bag or a Halloween bag. So I think that's fun. And we have a Halloween costume walk after the first period. So, Dirk, you get your costume. You can come down from the press box and get on the ice and get up on the big board there. We'll judge your costume. But I think Joey's is giving away a meal for a year, and a lot of good things going on Saturday. But it's going to be great hockey. They're a good team. They're going to get after it. And like I said, we're looking forward to it. So our guys are excited to play already against Ferris again on Friday.
Want to remind everybody there is a Blue Line luncheon this Friday at noon at the old or former Blue Line Room, which is just in the main concourse there of the McGinnis Student and Ice Arena outside of the University Images. Coach will be there, and I don't know if you're bringing anybody else, Coach, but it certainly will be a lot of fun to get everybody caught up firsthand with the Michigan Tech hockey team. Now, the cost is $10 per person, and the event is open to everybody. Reservations will be taken through noon on Thursday. And if you're interested, again, this includes a meal, Blue Line Luncheon. Here's the email address to send your reservation in, blueline@mtu.edu. That's blueline@mtu.edu. And a big weekend for Michigan Tech hockey. They are home 7:07 both Friday and Saturday night. And Coach, do you see some of the guys that are out right now with injury possibly able to play this weekend? Or what's your hunch?
Yeah,
right now?
Yeah, Mike Neville's day-to-day. So he could be ready. Looks like Dane Burks will be back. So that's good because he looked really good on defense. And I know our home fans haven't seen him a lot. So and then Dylan Stamen, you know, he's a couple weeks away. He's a few weeks away still. So, but we got to get healthy, especially down the middle. But what it does, it gives an opportunity for someone else to play. And I thought our depth guys, Patrick Anderson, Vallis, Les Bronson, the guys who didn't play, came in and did a good job. So now we got to get Reed going and get excited to be back in the lineup. Alex Gillies, you know, he can skate. All the guys we took out, they'll get the opportunity now to get hungry and get back in. But we've got a good team. We've got good depth. So it's going to be tested this weekend.
Is there any one thing that we need to do better this weekend against Ferris State than maybe that we didn't do
Big
Dead Rapids?
Big time. We just gave the – we turned the puck over down there way too many times. We were trying to do, some things that I hadn't seen in a long time. So we just have to simplify our game. We need a better forecheck than we had down there. And like I said, I think we will. But overall, I think it just starts with the turnovers. We have to limit the turnovers. I don't want to say we beat ourselves down there, but we gave them a number of opportunities where we had control of the puck on two of the goals. One, we reversed it to their players. Similar to the Northern goal where they just, we gave it to them and they knocked it in the open net, and then we had possession in our zone, and we should have just touched the puck. We did, and they score. So two of their goals we just basically gave them. So cut down on our turnovers and then play with that energy and excitement we did this weekend.
All right, tickets are on sale at the Central Ticket Office. Dial 906-487-2073. You can also get your tickets online by going to buyhuskiestickets.com.
Yeah, no, it's great. And like I said, the atmosphere is fantastic, and we really appreciate the fans coming out. And I know our players do. They really feed off it. And then Dirk, just on the Halloween costume, the walk, the winner gets a free meal at Joey's for a year.
That's
so I don't
awesome.
Know. So I'm sure you'll be scrambling down out of that press box and then getting to Joey's. But Lamplighters opens at 6. Yeah. I heard a lot of positive comments about that too. So it's going to be a fun weekend of hockey. Busy weekend for Michigan Tech Athletics, but we encourage all the fans to get out and come on and cheer the Hockey Huskies on.
Going back to Lamplighters, have heard firsthand a lot of people
I have.
Complimenting
you. Yeah, I really enjoy it, and go in there. And I know one guy said he missed the first two goals in there, so he decided just to stay in there, maybe some good luck or whatnot. But, yeah, I think it just adds, another element to the whole fan experience of coming to a game.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Tickets on sale. Again, 487-2073 is the Central Ticket Office number. Give Erin a call, and she'll line you up for tickets. And, again, we'll have our broadcast starting at 6:30 on Friday night, 6:30 on Saturday night. Tune on into that as you're making your way to the McGinnis. But I tell you what, if you're listening to our pregame, you're getting there a little bit too late because not too late, but you're fighting the crowd, I think, a lot more these days. So get there nice and early, and like you said, when the team comes out for the pregame warmups and there's already people yelling and screaming, that's a lot of fun.
No, it really is. And like I said, you feel the excitement in the building, and I think the opponents feel it too, and that's what we need in the rink. So Just want to thank the fans again. I can't say enough for all the support that they've given this team. And we've got a good home schedule. We got Ferris and then Bowling Green. So we've got some real important games where we're going to need them help us to make sure we take care of business.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Dirk. Have a great week.